Okay, we're up to Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Gimel. Okay, Pasuk Yud Gimel. We're now going to begin the list of many names. We'll try to go through this very quickly. Perek Yud Aleph, after we learned yesterday about the Goyrol, the lotteries that were cast to select 10% of the population of the Jewish people to live, to force them, or to draft them, or we had a discussion yesterday, it could very well be that many more people wanted to live in Yerushalayim. There wasn't enough room, or the others were needed to support the Klal Yisrael. Only 10% were selected through the Garul, and now we're going to list them by, we're going to list the families, and we're going to list the grand total, the sums of people, not of the entire Klal Yisrael, but primarily of the Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin, all of their names. So the Pesukim are, they're a bit complex. They're not, it's not easy reading. You have to put a lot of commas and read the Pesukim backwards. So we'll try to do the best that we can. But Pasuk Gimel begins, Ve'ela, the following are a list of Rashi HaMedina, the heads of the Medina, the heads of the countries, Asher Yashvu B'Yerushalayim, period. Who dwelt in Yerushalayim. Following, now I assume that when we say the Rashi HaMedina, these are the heads of the Medina,
the administrative
leaders who lived, who dwelt in Yerushalayim. And then the pasuk immediately switches. It's a little bit difficult what's going on here. Uvi Ore Yehuda, and in the cities of Yehuda, that's not Yerushalayim. The Ore Yehuda are the cities on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is in the region of Yehuda, in the Shevet of Yehuda, primarily along the back.
These are people that never went into Galus. They always remained in.
Heim hanemorim b'mikro she'achar zman yosh. These are the people which are mentioned in the Mitzudas Pasuk Gimel. Heim hanemorim b'mikro. The following are we going to list in the pasuk. We're going to list their names now. She'achar zeh, which follows in the remainder of the parak, will be Yerushalayim yoshvu. And these people that we're going to list later. Because the pasuk is breaking away in the middle. What is it breaking away with? Uva Ore Yehuda. Now we right away jump Uva Ore Yehuda and in Ore the cities of Yehuda Yashvu Ish Ba'achuzoso B'Oreyam. In the Ore Yehuda, there are people. These people did not live in Yerushalayim. We're listing two different groups. We're going to list the group of people who lived in Yerushalayim, which will follow in the later Pesukim, but we're also going to list people who lived in the cities that were near Yerushalayim, in the Ore, the cities of the region of Yehuda. Shevet Yehuda, of Ore Yehuda, Yashvu, Ish Bachuzah. So each person lived in his homeland, in his ancestral land, B'Oreyhem, in their cities. Who was included in these, the Ore Yehuda? Three different groups, or really more, five groups, but from the Yuchasim were the Yisrael, HaKoyhan and the Halavim. It's not clear why we put the Levim second. It could very well be the Levim, we know we were punished. There was a very small group of Levim, so we why Yisrael first could be there with the majority. Could be we're discussing here, we're ordering them by their numbers. The largest, most significant numbers were the Yisraelim, then came the Kohanim, then came the Levim, then came the Hanesinim, and the Vnei Avdei Shlomo, the descendants of the servants of Shlomo HaMelech. So this is a catch-all pasuk. We're going to list two different groups. We're going to list the group of the people that live in Yerushalayim, period. Okay? And then we're going to list the groups of people that lived in the Ore Yehuda, which included many other groups, five groups, Yisrael, Koyim, Levim, and the Sim Rav Yishlama. Now Pasuk Dal goes backwards. We mentioned, what?
Do all these groups have an Ahuza?
Not necessarily. The Kohanim do not, I do not. But at this point in time, since there was such a small population, such a small number of people who returned to Eretz Yisrael relative to what was there in the Bayis Rishon, it appears that they were given. They were given, the Kohanim were also given chunks of land, because there was Hefker, no one else was using the land. He doesn't say, I don't know the answer, because it does say Be'orei, it says Be'achuzosoi, Be'oreihem. And the Nisya?
Malvin says that this is where they lived before they went into Galus, so they went back to where they lived before, that's all.
They went back to where they lived before. Before it. They did not live in Yerushalayim.
That's where they lived.
Right. Before the...
We've had that before, actually.
The Metzudas Davis says even more. He says, Shehai Elohim me'az ad shalugahu.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. For the moment, before they were exiled, they went back to their old hometown, old ancestral land. So, asking question about the Kehanim did not have ancestral land, and certainly not the Nesinim, and certainly not the Avdei Shlomo. So, what does it mean here? So, it means it has to mean then that when it says Achuzasam, it refers only to the Yisraelim. And you have to say that the Kohanim, they were boarders. They lived. They were servants.
Yeah, I mean they may not have had an official territory, but they had.
They were assigned to live in certain places. Correct. Right.
Residence
in where they lived. So Achuzasim does not necessarily mean ancestral land. Residency, not necessarily ancestral land. So now after we list a general description of the two different cities. The Yerushalayim and the Ar Yehuda. Now we go back in Pasuk Dal and we begin to describe in detail the people that are living in Yerushalayim. So we'll go through this very quickly. Over Yerushalayim, Yashub ibn Yehuda, or ibn Benyamin. And in Yerushalayim, we have two different groups. We have people that live from Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin, because we know the Aseres HaShvatim were exiled 175 years before the Churban Bayis Rishon, so most of them were not present. The primary people that were living in Yerushalayim and in the Ara Yehuda were Bnei Yehuda and Bnei Binyamin. And that's what we're now going to enumerate of Yerushalayim, Yashub, Bnei Yehuda, Bnei Binyamin, Bnei, so who are the people? So now we go in more detail. We go down. Bnei Yehuda, Asaya ben Uziyah ben Zechariah, Ben Amariah, Ben Shafati, Ben Mahalalel, Mibnei Paretz. Now we know Paretz was one of, going back to the time of Yehud, the time of Tamar. Tamar had Peretz and Zerach. So here we're mamish tracing the Yichus. Now we're not tracing them every single generation. That's very common in Tanakh, where we skip generations because it's certainly, one thing is for certainly a lot more than we have over here, five generations. We have Asaya, Ben Uziyah, Ben Zechariah, Ben Amariah, Ben Shafatia, Ben Mahalal, Ben Bnei Peretz, seven generations. It's certain that in the time of Yehuda, of the Shvatim, there were a lot more than seven generations. So that's very common in Tanakh, where we list just the major branches of the family, and people that were familiar with this in their times can right away trace the families back all the way to the family of parents.
You're saying this Peretz is the same?
Yes. It's not me. What?
In the Sefer Rus.
Right. So we're going back to the original Peretz, the son of Yehuda. Yehuda and Tamar. Tamar had twins, Peretz and Zerach, from whom Mashiach came, David HaMelech. We're going back to all the way back to this family, back to Peretz. But we're not actually listing every single person in the hierarchy. That would be impossible to do. And we're just listing the major...
It says.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah. Everything that's... Here is just the synopsis, because he says Ezra wrote Sefer Ezra, and he wrote the Vrei Yomim.
Okay.
And he's here, he's limited.
A little bit different.
Words. Yeah, he's... Because he's just giving an overview.
Okay.
And here, but the Vrei Yomim lists every generation, and he mentions here the names that he left out.
He mentioned, but even in Divrei Hayyamim, he doesn't. I think the Farim say even in Divrei Hayyamim, they don't mention mamish every generation. We mention the major.
He gives all the names here that he left out.
Right, he gives more. There are more names.
He mentions all the names.
In Divrei Hayyamim, there are many more names.
But even in Divrei Hayyamim, it's not going to list
every single name going all the way back to the time of Peretz, because that would be on the list of
the more prominent names.
The more prominent. And so here we're only listing the most famous of the most famous. So we have here seven names going back to, these are the children of Yehuda, and obviously this is the line from which Malchus has come. This is the most prominent family in Klal Yisrael, and they were very selective in their yichus, and obviously who would can marry into their family, and that's what we're listing over here, this first branch. They were the first ones to reoccupy Yerushalayim at the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. Next, Pasuk Hey, Uma Aseya Ben Baruch Ben Kol Chose, the son of Kol Chose, that will appear to be some type of name of a prophet, because that's Ben Chazoya, Ben Adoya, Ben Yo Yariv ben Zechariah ben Hashiloni, that's another family. Kol b'nei Peretz, so that's also another family which seems to be also related to the family of Peretz. Another family, and now that we know that because Pasuk Vav now comes and joins them together. Kol b'nei Peretz, Hayoshim b'Yerushalayim, the entire number of people in the family who return at this time in Nehemiah to live and to reoccupy Yerushalayim, Arba Meos Shishim Shmona, 468, Anshei Choyl, these were very powerful, influential men. There's much discussion with a very precise translation of Anshei Chayil, a soldier. We translate it today as a soldier. It doesn't just mean you're a soldier. It means a person of dignity, a person of a holy person, a leader. And of course, they had a time with Chazal. They were leaders in Mulchama as well. Zayin, the Eilu B'nei Yam. Now that concludes the list of the family of the major branch of the Yehuda family that's living in Yerushalayim. Now we go to Binyamin. The Eilu B'nei Yamin, Salu, Ben Mishulam, Ben Yoed, Ben Pidaya, Ben Koloya, Ben Maaseya, Ben Asiel, Ben Yeshaya. Listen, L'chayr, now this is not Yeshaya from Yosefa Yeshaya. And afterwards, the secondary to this family of Binyamin was Gabai, Saloi, those two families. What's the grand, the total sum of everyone altogether? It was Teshameyos, Esh Mishmon was 928. That was the grand title. Next, V'yoyel ben Zichri, Pakid Aleim, who was the leader? Who was in charge? We have here two different major families, Yehuda Binyamin, 468 from Yehuda, 928 from Binyamin. Who is the person that's totally the governor, the mayor of Yerushalayim? V'yoyel ben Zichri, Pakid Aleihem, he was the leader. It appears that he was the leader over the entire Yerushalayim, over even both Yehuda and Binyamin. It's not clear, did this person come from Yehuda? Binyamin does not tell us. All it tells us, Yoel ben Zichri, he was the leader Aleihem, and Yehuda ben Hasenua Aloir Mishneh, he was over the city, he was secondary. He was the deputy. What?
Who's the Snua here?
Hasenua. With a samach, not a sin. I don't know. The son of the hidden one with a sin. So here it's a samach, they're interchanged. I don't know. Obviously, there must have been some story. There must have been some really juicy story behind the name Sinua, even though it has a samach, not a sin. Aloir, he was on the city. Mishneh, he was secondary. Now, there must be some greater significance why we call the deputy Aloir, and the primary, the actual mayor, he just says he was a pakid aleihem. He was just the leader. It could very well be the deputy. Part of his job was to make sure everyone in the city, that was the deputy's job. What does the deputy do? He makes sure that the city is the manager. And the mayor, he deals with people. The deputy deals with building permits and deals with complaints. And people complain to tenants against their landlords. There's no heat. There's no water. But the actual mayor deals with all the dignitaries, policy, exactly. That's what would appear would be correct if we read between the lines here. Okay, so now that concludes Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Yamin, and the mayor and the deputy. Now we come to Menachem Kohanim. What now? In Yerushalayim, obviously, we learned yesterday that there was a takana that everyone had to bring the Chuma and the Mice to Chuma to Yerushalayim, to Beis Midrash, to what we call the Vad. The Vad to support them. So who are the Kohanim? We're not Kohanim. Yedaya ben Yoriv Yochin, Sroya ben Chilkia ben Meshulam ben Tzadok ben Mirayos ben Achitov Negid Beis Lekim. This, he was the leader. This person, Seroya ben Chalki ben Meshul ben Seroya ben Rose ben Achitov, we give his whole list. He was the Negid Beis Hoelkim. He was in charge of the Beis Hamikdash. Does not call him a Kohen Gadol. Does not. It's interesting. It's a whole new. I don't know if we have such a. We have in Melachim different people with treasurers, different executive director of the Beis Hamikdash. A new title which I do not think we find in Sefer Melachim with regard to the Bayis Rishon. This new. We have to understand that during the time of the Bayis Sheni, it's a whole different world. There's no real Malchus. It's a. Money, negid, memune, Rashi says negid, memune. No, memune means appointed. Memune is appointed. Memune, he was appointed over the Beis Hamikdash. CEO. Okay, CEO or executive director, whatever you want to call it.
No.
CFO, chief financial officer. You're the CFO, correct? He's the CFO, but connects. Now, who? Now, that was the leader. We miyachis and we give some long, very detailed description of his yichus. What about his, who worked? Who were the people that actually worked in the Beis HaMikdash? What were their numbers? The people that actually worked in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohan that actually did the Melacha. They did work in the Beis HaMikdash, which simply means the Melacha means they brought the Korbanos. Shmoneh Meos, Eshem Ushnoyim was 822. That's not that many Kohanim. Think about it. That's the whole number of Kohanim do all Melacha. That's a very small amount. Va'adoya ben Yeroicham ben Pilalia ben Amsi ben Zechariah ben Pashkur ben Malkiah. The Echav L'Roshim L'Avos. That was one person. That we're listing over here. This person.
Zechariahs there are.
Allah is Zechariahs. Let's see. The Echav, and his brothers. Okay, this is one, we're listing one person. Adaya ben Yeroicham ben Pilalia ben Amsi ben Zechariah ben Pashkur ben Malkiah. And the Echav, and his brothers, which we assume have the same yichus, we only have the miyachis one. We automatically know the yichus of the others. They were roshim le'ovos. We know that there were 24 mishmaros, 24 groups, and these groups were broken up into batei ovos. Each group was broken up into 6 batei ovos. So 24. What's the number? 20. Well, who's good here? We have 24 multiplied by 6 is 144. Mosayim, but they were Mosayim. Arboim Mushnoim was 242. Was a grand total of 242. They were the heads, so they were more than just. Even though they were 144, but the others. But there, it seems that there were more leaders. It's not clear how these numbers are broken up, but there were 822 Kohanim. And in addition to the 822 Kohanim, there were 242 Roshei Ovos, heads of the families. Ve'amash Sai, Ben Azarel, Ben Achzai, Ben Mishilemos, Ben Imer, Va'achehem, and their brothers. You see, the psukim over here are very unique in the Sefer Ksuvim, in Nehemiah, how you really read the psukim together. Va'achehem, where the one pasuk leads into another. We had some examples of this. The style of writing in Nehemiah is unique. For that matter, the style of writing of the Ksuvim is unique. It's different than the style of writing in Nevi'im, and that's also different than the style of writing in Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Va'achehem, the psukim lead one to the other. Gibori Chayil, they were warriors. They were mighty men. Now, Gibori Chayil over here does not necessarily mean they were into war, because they're over here, they are Kohanim, but they were leaders. They were leaders. They were Gibori.
Weren't they involved in defending the city?
It's not clear. I don't know, because they were the Yisraelim were also involved. Everyone. There were divisions. There were many different types of battalions. Battalions from the Kohanim, from the Levim, from the Yisraelim, from the Avi Shlomo. It appears all different groups. Kind of be Gibori Chayil. They were totals were Mea Eshem Shmona 128. Ufakid Aleihem Zavdil Ben Hagidolim. That was the leader. He was the general. The general of the battalion of Kohanim, which totaled in number 128. Okay, so that concludes the list of Kohanim. Now, maybe before we go further, we should read the Rashi and the Mitzudos. Pasuk Gimel and the Rashi. Ve'ele Rosh HaMedina Asher Yoshev Yishloim Chush Nemar B'Samuch. So Rashi right away explains the Pasuk Gimel. It's a very funny Pasuk, because it's first a summary. The Pasuk first summarized, we're about to list the people that lived in Yerushalayim, plus we're going to list the people that lived in the Orei Yehuda. So Rashi right away explains, don't get excited that the Pasuk does not appear to be grammatically correct. If you want to know the people, go to the next pasuk, because we're going to first give a summary of people that lived also in the Orei Yehuda. Dalid, Rebnei Yehuda Asaya, Choizer Umefaresh Rebnei Yehuda. Mi Umi Hoyu, who exactly were from Rebnei Yehuda. V'chola parsha, Eina moine ki'im ha'gedoylim ha'chashuvim shebhem. This parsha is only listing the leaders. Don't make a mistake and think these are the only ones, because we know there were 42,000, so there were a lot more. We're just listing the chashuvim. Pasuk test, Pekid, Memuna, the appointed Mishneh, Acher, Hapokid Mishnah means the second in control, deputy, the deputy mayor. Period. Negid, Memuna means a prince. Many different words over here. Rashi is telling us that many different words. We have a Pekid and we have a Nagid. Different words which seemingly mean the same thing, but obviously if we lived in their times, you would appreciate the difference of nuance of expression, that you had a different role, a different purpose. Negid Beis Olakim, Memuna Al Beis Olakim. There was a person that was an administrator, the CEO or the CFO or the executive director of the Beis Hamikdash, as we mentioned before, a new position that was unique to the time of the Bayis Sheni. Yeah. Yeah. Of course, in the Megillah. Over that's the joke. The famous joke that in the Satmar it takes a long time to lay in the Megillah because they clap every time it says Medina. What?
It's a general term.
I don't know. I do not know the answer. I would imagine that.
Yes, Rabbi, this is discussed, the difference between a
Medina and a Krach, an ear, a Chotzer, all different new terms. Chatzeros, Uveore HaChatzerim.
Different definitions.
I don't know the answer. I hear the question, I don't know the answer. Okay.
Don't you have differences in halacha between your Shalayim and Medina?
It's a city. Ori HaChatzeros. In Chumash, we have Ori HaChatzeros. What? Yeah. Megillah Esther. Mesachta Gittin. But that's the terminology of Chazal, of Mishnayis. That you can use this thing from Chumash. Yeah, the different Medinos when it comes to get, you have to say before nein nicht or before nein nechtam. But that's a terminology of the Mishnayis. You can't give a Lashon Mishnah L'chud, Lashon, this Tanakh. Okay, fine, okay. Pasuk, let's go back to Rashi. Pasuk Gid Beis in Rashi. Rashi v'acheihem ha'oseh melacha l'v'bayis v'chavreim sh'yoyvdim v'avodas ha'bayis u'kurbanoysav. So Rashi translates the melacha that the Kohanim did, the avoda, is not working the land, it is bringing the korbanos. What else did the Kohanim do in the Yerushalayim? They weren't painters. They weren't involved in the service industry. They were involved in bringing the korbanos. Pasuk Gimel Rashi Lavos Rashi. Okay, that's the ultimate service industry. I mean, they were not a
trade.
They were not in the trade working computers. They were not computer programmers. These are the heads of the family. Okay, that we mentioned. Every mishmar was divided into six batei avos. So that would give us a total of 144. Here it says there were a lot more. So obviously they had shifts, even in being the leaders of their own world, they shared. The leaders shared their authority over each particular family. Okay, Pasuk Yudalit, Ufakir Alehem, Emun Alehem, there was a person in charge of the Gibarim, there was the general, I guess what we would call in an army, the one that's in charge of the army is the general, or the commander, colonel of the army. Okay, Tez Zayin, Alam, Tez Zayin, that's the leader. Okay, that's good, let's go to the Mitzudos.
Appointees,
yeah.
Who may be
political appointees,
outside,
yeah,
as opposed to
from the government, from the Persian government.
From comfort within.
The Persian government had a definitely influence in who was in control. And then there were people, you know, there were different, even today, like I know someone who works for the government, so he told me that he reached already the level as high as he can go due to merit.
Right.
Like he worked his way up, he took all the courses, and he served his time, and he's the highest position he can possibly have in his field, merit. Anything higher, it's a political appointee. So he has to now be good with all of the the people in government. To, exactly. So I'm sure that system to some degree also existed.
Right,
there's merit,
right,
and then there's who you know, what you know. Exactly. So maybe you can be mechalik, a pekira, a mamuna, all of these different words have the same different meaning. Nothing has changed in thousands of years. Different mahalach. Okay, let's go further let's see the Mitzudos David quickly. Pasik Gimel, the Elohim, Hanemar, Mimikrosh, Achazed, sitting like Rashi, we're going to first list here in Yerushalayim. Don't get excited. The Pasik is not going to tell us the list, even though it says Eile. Just because it says Ve'ele, doesn't mean now. It means in the next pasuk. Hey, mahanemorim b'mikra sha'achar zeh. The next pasuk will tell us who they are. Or Yerushalayim yashru. Later, when it'll tell us who lived in Yerushalayim. Ish kolach yashav mokem achuzasay biareim shayolchami oz ad shelo igalu yisrael. Everyone returned to what they were used to. Everyone returned to their old ancestral property. In Divrei Hayamim is a more exhaustive list of people, as Rabbi Mayevsky mentioned. Everything there is more and more in detail. But here, we're just mentioning from the Shvatim, only Yehuda and Binyamin, because they were the primary. They were the primary people, the main people who returned to Yerushalayim, because mostly Aser HaShvatim disappeared at this point in time because they were exiled 175 years before. Ben Hashilo, Bnei Shilo, Ben Yehuda, Shela. Shela. Shela was one of the descendants of Yehuda. Shela, right? We have Shela, Er, Onan, and Shela. So this is one of his children. He came all the way going all the way back to Shela. So how could that possibly? Because Shela did not marry. We have Aaron Oinon, and then Tamar wanted to marry Shela, right? If I'm not making a mistake, what? I'm not giving, because and then Yehuda lived with Tamar, had Peretz and Zerach, and we don't know. It doesn't say what happened to Shela. So here it's telling us a fascinating insight that Shela did indeed have. So that means he married someone else. L'chori could not marry. Did he marry? Maybe he did marry Tamar. We don't know. We don't know what happened. I don't know.
You really assume it's the same way?
That's what it says. I'm not making this. This is his sheet. He could. The Mitzudas is saying this. Mitzudas is getting this from someone. Mitzudas L'chori is not saying his own chidushim. Most of the Mitzudas is taken from other Rishonim. He doesn't really tell us what he gets it from. But he says here an incredible chiddush. Mibnei Shiloni is Mibnei Shela ben Yehuda. Fascinating. In Chumash, it does not, to the best of my knowledge, anywhere say what became of Shela. Tamar wanted to marry Shela. Yehuda did not allow it. And then after the Mice of Yehuda and Tamar, we don't know what happened. It says in the Torah that he stayed away from her. It says that Yehuda stayed with Pirish from Tamar. He did not marry Tamar. So what happened to Tamar? Maybe Shela married her. Is she allowed to marry Shela? It's her brother-in-law. After she had a child with Yehuda, it's very complicated, halachic, before Matan Torah. But it was kind of Torah before it was given. I don't know, okay, but here it was very interesting when you learn Parshas, what Parshas, Yehuda and Tamar. What's the Parshas, what Parshas, Yehuda and Tamar? Vayeshev. Vayeshev. So now you have a Mara Mokoyim, Pasuk a mitzudas David in Nechemia. You will impress all of your friends. Wow, you know Nechemia, and you know an esoteric mitzudas David to tell you about what happened of Shela. Kol bnei Peretz, mitzvah bnei Shela, kolonim b'divrei Hayamim. In Divrei Hayamim, we have there a grand total of Shela in bnei Zerach Sheloi huzkedu po. There in Divrei Hayamim, it's more exhaustive. We have what?
Okay.
Hasheloni,
but we had a family.
But it's in the Chiddush, but there it doesn't exactly tell us that it's that Sheloni is Shela. No, we have many people with the same name. Zacharia.
That's my point.
What?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Who says it's the same Shela? Like we have Yeshaya. Yeshaya's name is
Hasheloni. The mouth says it's the same Shela.
There. In Chumash.
There is here is the same Shela.
Okay, that's what he's saying over here. But Berbichol is saying that if not for this mitzudos, you would even have a havamina that it's the same Shela. There are many names. There are only a limited number of names, and the names are recycled over and over by different people. So who would expect? Who would give you the right to say?
Is that the only prominent people that's.
So we're, but even that, there were many prominent people. We have many Yeshayas, we have Yeshayas, and we have Zacharias, and we have many people with the same name. So he's. So he's opening us up to a whole new idea that they are one and the same. Okay, pasuk ches, the achra b'malav hachashivus v'imo teshameos. There were 900 people in the chashivus of the kohanim. Pekid aleihem, hoy mun aleihem l'roish mishnah sheni b'malav shalamoishul mamun aloir. He was second in control. Mina kohanim, asher yoshev yishlam hoy yado, who was in charge of the kohanim. You have a list of people, and there was a person in charge of the kohanim, the executive director of the Beis Hamikdash, negid mamun al beis lokim. Pasuk yid beis v'achayhem chavreim. His brethren, how many were there in total? They were in total 800, and what do we say? 122. They were, how many leaders were there? They were 200 leaders. So you make the ratio, how many leaders were there per person? That's always, they judge a school, how many faculty are there relative to students? Yeah. To students.
Yeah. Teacher ratio.
I remember not so long ago, President Richard Joel from YU said in the YU the ratio is 1 to 7. For every 7 students, we have one faculty member. I'm sure it includes adjuncts. Can't yes. possibly include tenured professors. That's very high. I think he was saying that it's too high. I think he was saying that we're going to have to lay off. I think that was part of his don't have tightness on me. If we don't to hire more people, no. Because we have a very high ratio.
It's more prominent. A number in the public school system.
But these are numbers. These are very important numbers dealing in finances, in economics, dealing in the running institution. But here, look what's going on here. Okay, take those ideas, take those numbers. This is a science. I'm sure you get a degree in statistics and in the pension actuaries. These are very important numbers and understanding the ratios of people being served by those who are serving. And here,
I'll show you something in Moritz Rabba about that.
And here, what does it say? This is just a fascinating insight. Here, what does it say? How many Kohanim were there? There were 822 Kohanim. How many people were in charge of these 822 Kohanim? 242. That's a very high number.
But they may not have, all the 822 may not have been functional somewhere.
So that's even worse. So then it's 1-to-1. One person is in charge of one person. Okay, so it's a very, the ratio is off the charts. So what do you have to say? So you can say one of two things. Yep, that's how it was. That's the way it was, and we'd have to understand how things worked, and if we would appreciate the times, we wouldn't have a question. Or what we can say is, as the Mitzuda says, and as Rashi alluded to, is that we're now listing the total number of people. There were maybe tens of thousands of Kohanim. When it says over here there were 822, these were the Chashuvim. These were the heads of families. There were 822 heads of families of Kohanim. Each family could have 50 Kohanim, each per family. So the numbers can total in the thousands and the tens of thousands. So when it says that the leaders of the Rosh Yavis were 242, no big deal. 242 for 20,000 Kohanim is not such a high number. Okay, but it is interesting to see the raw numbers. The raw numbers are 822 people that are serving, and the people that have authority over them are 242. Okay, let's go further. Again, pasuk yud gimel afim yoshav. Pasuk yud gimel utam v'echav v'chaviv shaldai hayu roshim l'mshach savosam hayu b'misar masayim v'afim yoshav yisham v'ama. This is a hard name to v'amash sai. Who was afu yoshav yisham v'achem shal roshim avos? They were from the giborim, right? They were the leaders of the gibori chayil. Umin halavim. Okay, now we're up to pasuk. We're up to pasuk tes vav. Okay, so we finished with the bnei Yehuda. So remember, we have to keep track of what we're doing. We're first focusing on the people living in Yerushalayim. Remember, there are going to be two major groups: those who live in Yerushalayim and those who live in the Orei Yehuda. The people that live in Yerushalayim, we first listed the Yisraelim because they, I guess, were the most in number. Which Yisraelim? We broke it down into two Shvatim. Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Binyamin. We mentioned the mayor, and we mentioned the deputy mayor. Then we mentioned the Kohanim. The Kohanim were broken into different groups. There were people who actually served in the Beis HaMikdash. They were the leaders, the Rosh Avos. And then they were the Gibori Chayil. It appears they had a different role. What was their role? It's not clear. They couldn't do Avodah, yeah?
What's the difference between
Gibori Chayil? Yeah. Also, here it says Gibori, and there by the Israelim it says Anshei Chayil. I don't know the answer. I don't know. There obviously there's a difference. I don't know. So by the Kohanim we're describing them as Gibori Chayil, and by the Israelim we would describe them as Anshei Chayil. Is that correct? Says there Anshei Chayil there?
In
Pasuk Vav, Anshei Chayil. For the family of Yehuda, from the family of Anshei Chayil, and here we have the Gibori Chayil. I don't know, very, very interesting point. I don't know. Now we're going further. Let's proceed. Who else lived in Yerushalayim? We have the Levim. Or Min HaLevim. Who is Levim? Shemaya ben Hashub ben Az ben Azrikom ben Chashavya ben Buni v'Shabsai v'Yozavod al Hamul. Now these were Levim Shemai ben Hashub ben Azrikam ben Chashav ben Buna. This was a person, and Veshabsai another person, and Viozovod. This other person Al Hamulacha Hachitzayin LeBeis Elokim MeRoshe HaLevim. They did Mulacha on the outside. And what does that mean on the outside? So let's right away look at the Mitzudah Star Pasuk as Tezvav. Hayu Memunim. These three people. There were three people that we mentioned. One we had a long yichus. The other two we did not give a long yichus brief. Al malach hanase chutz lemigdash v'hi letzarech hamigdash kol lachavi eitzim ba'avonim l'tzarech b'dekabayis chodoyme. They were in charge of maintenance, but not maintenance inside the Beis HaMikdash, maintenance that pertained to things that were outside the Beis HaMikdash, providing wood and providing supplies. Me'roshe halavim v'him hoyu roshe halavim. Pasuk Yitzayin. Who else was involved? Umatanya ben Micha ben Zavdi ben Asaf. Oh, ben Asaf. So now who's Asaf? Was the famous family that was in charge of singing the choir. He was the expert. He was a composer. Not only did he compose what? What did he do? Rosh. Now here we have a very unique expression. This is very interesting. Rosh hatechila yehoideh latefila. The tchila means the beginning of praise for davening. Before this psukei de zimra, this is the makar for psukei de zimra. Before you come to daven, incredible pas. Before you come to say the amida, what is daven? Omelufnei hamelech. When I daven, don't worry, I don't need to do anything before. I'll give shevach. We discussed this. When you daven, first you give shevach. The first three brachas of the Shemona Esrei are praise. Then I'll ask my needs, and then I'll give hoidah. So technically speaking, you don't need to say psukei de zimra. I'm anyway going to praise Hashem before. So the answer is no. There's zimra. There is song. There is a difference between shevach and a zimra. Shevach is a discipline. It's a respectful type of praise. When you're actually standing in the presence of the king, you're emulufnei hamelach, and you're saying praise, it's a different type of praise. It's a very precise praise. It's confusing. There are two different types of praise that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Al Davening. Psukei de Zimra is a certain form of praise. And then the first three brachos of the Shemona Esrei. Birchus Kriya Shema is not praise. There is, of course, praise mentioned. It's the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. But the purpose of those things are brachos. They're blessings. Blessings have a different role. So let's put aside blessings. But before we actually make our request in the Shemona Esrei, we give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we also give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we recite Pesukei de Zimra. What's the difference between the two? The answer is, the Shevach is a praise you give directly to the king. Zimra is song which is the king hears about. But it's not the same degree of intensity and the same respect and the same discipline as Shevach. Shevach is very precise, every word is measured, and we stand with aim of the era. Zimra is more relaxed. You sit down, you sing, you can You can expand, you can contract, you can do different things. So this was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Before, in the Beis HaMikdash, they actually brought the Korbanos. Well, they did different, we don't know the exact details of how they did Shira, but before they did essential parts of the service in the Beis HaMikdash, there's what we call here, this very interesting concept, which is the Makor for Apsuke de Zimra. What did Asaf do? He was in charge, and his family, Rosh, this person, Matanya, Ben Micha, Ben Zavdi, Ben Asaf, he was a descendant of Asaf. It's not likely he was a direct descendant of Asaf. We're just listing over here the prominent people of the family leading to Asaf. Got to memorize this expression. Rosh, he was the head. Hatechila Yehoideh Latefila.
It's almost like the whole thing is a title.
It's very unique. Rav Schwab, he writes, he talks about it, very interesting. He focuses, discussed this little more detail.
He himself, he says, but there are those that say that Yehuda Latzila was a name of somebody.
Oh, interesting. A name of a person, Yehoideh.
Yeah, Yehoideh.
Rosh Hatechila.
Right.
Yehoideh. It's Yehoideh.
Brings Ryan, like, says, from the Rayam, there's all
more names.
Mamti, he says, also, there's other places. That's a similar situation where, I mean, that's not what he's espousing. He says there are those that say also.
The names of people.
Yehuda is the name of one name. Yehuda Latzila was one person.
Rosh. So what does Rosh mean? Who's Rosh? Okay, we have to see how. All right, you have to
obviously
study.
Obviously, he's got a problem with it.
Yeah. Okay, very interesting.
The whole phrase is a title.
Right.
He is the head of this function. What's the title of the job? What was this person? He was the conductor. And of the conductor, the composer, what? The
choir master.
Hatechila Yehoideh Latzila. Now, who was the missioner, the deputy choir master? Uvak Bukya. What a name. Bakbuk.
Bukya.
A bottle.
Yeah.
A bottle. Uvak Bukya, he was Mishneh. He was second in charge. Me'echov. He was from his brothers. He was from the same family. And V'avda ben Shamua. Avda ben Shamua ben Golol ben Yudusan. And he also Golol, right? Golol ben Yudusun. He was another person that was also part of the group. He was the third, it would appear. Third of the group. Let's see the Mitzudas Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin Rosh Hatechila Yehoideh Latzila. Hu Hoyo HaRosh LaHaschil B'Tchila Es HaHodos. The praises. VeHahilul. Another expression of praise. La'es bo zman hatfila. When it came time, there was a choir leader for Psuke de Zimra. We call Psuke de Zimra he. Then we have Mishneh Me'echov. Hayusheni lo mibein shorechov. He was this person called the Bakbuk. The Vakbukya. He was the second in charge. And the third one, the Avdia Afhu Yoshev Yushlam, this other person, the Avdia ben Shmuel ben Golol ben Yudusun, it doesn't say what about, I don't know what it means. It doesn't say Afhu Yoshav, the Mitzvah is a little bit vague. It doesn't tell us his role. He also lived in Yerushalayim. Legam Harvona Zohar Latov. What does it mean here? I don't know. He also doesn't say that his role was, if he's associated with the family of Asaf, I don't know if necessarily he's being part of the family of Asaf. It doesn't say he's from Echov. It says only the other person, Bakbuk, Mishneh Me'echov. And now we have another person. We have Avda ben Shamua ben Golol ben Yidusun. He also lived in Yerushalayim. He was part of the Levium. What was his role? We do not know. And what was his yichus that he was deemed so important to mention him? Does not tell us, but he's mentioned here separately. Pasik Yudches, Kol HaLevium, what's the grand total? The Ira Kodesh. Ah! Now we refer to Ira Kodesh. Interesting how we're jumping back and describing. We started off in Pasuk Gimel, the Ira Be'eli Rosh Amdina Sher Yashu B'Yerushalayim. And now, after we mentioned the Yisraelim, including Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Binyam, and then we mentioned the Kohanim, and now we mentioned the Levim. Now, when we describe the Levim, they related to Yerushalayim as the Ira HaKodesh. Very interesting. We don't summarize Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Binyam as them living in the Ira Kodesh. and we don't summarize the Kohanim living in the Ir HaKodesh. We only summarize the Levim as living in the Ir HaKodesh, but that's what Kolavim were in the Ir HaKodesh. The grand total was 284. Now, what about Vehashayarim? Who were the gatekeepers? And the gatekeepers, L'chayra, were also part of the Levim. So why are we not counting them? Why are we not counting them as the Levim? I don't know. I do not know. It's not clear what's going on here. We say Kol HaLevim, and then we say the Hashayarim. L'chayra, the Shayarim are included in the Levim. So I don't have the answer. The Hashayarim, Akuv, Talmon, these were the two leaders of the gatekeepers. V'achayhem, Hashayimrim v'ashodim. How many were there total? Ne'ah shivim u'shnayim, 172. U'sh'or Yisrael ha'koyhanim ha'levim cholor Yehuda ish b'nachalasa. Everyone else lived in Nachalasa. So these are not the people that are living in Yerushalayim. These are the people that we're referring back to in the beginning of the Pasuk Gimel, who lived in the Orei Yehuda. Okay, so they lived in the Nachalasa, the Hanasim Yoshim Be'Oifel, the Nasim lived in a place called Oifel, Vitzicha, Vigishpa al Hanasinim, and these two people, they were in charge of the Nasinim. Let's see the Rashis. Let's see the Sufficient of the Mesubis, these two Psukim, Pasuk Yutes. There is no Pasuk, it's Pasuk Chab, Cholar Yehuda, Yoshim, Cholar Yehuda, Kolish Nachalasa. So here, Pasuk Chav, Rashi making the Mesubis very clear that Pasuk Chav is returning to Pasuk Gimel and is coming to summarize the people that lived in the Orei Yisrael, not Yerushalayim. Yashub Cholar Yehuda, Cholar Yehuda, Cholish Nachalasa, Chavav Yashim, Yashim, Ba'ifel, Vuhushem, Migdal, Bishraim, Oifel is the name of a Migdal. It is the name of a fortress in Yerushalayim, Al Hanesinim, and these two people whose name was Tzicha and Gishpa were in charge of the Nesinim. Let's see the Rashis that we missed from starting from the Levim. Pasik Tesvav, Tezayin, Al Halacha Hachitzayna. They were a group of Levim that were in charge of maintenance outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Asher Labayis Kagoin, Binyonei Bedek Habayis, the builders of the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash, the Atzei Hamarocha, Ashehoi Shoi Mivim Mibuchutz, the people that were in charge of bringing wood from outside, exactly what the Mitzvah said. Pasuk Yedzayin, Rosh HaTechila Yehoda LaTefila. This person was in charge, was a descendant of the famous Osaf, Hu Hoya Rosh Umemune V'Gadol. He was the one that was the leader. Three words, look at Rashi, interesting Rashi, three words. The Rosh, the Memuna, the appointee, the Gadol, the great one, Liftoyach Techila, to begin, Lehoidois, Bitzfila, Uvizmiros, Shiroi Sehem, Shalavim. Yehoda, what's the word Yehoda? Kmo Yehoda, to give thanks. What? Yehoda. Kmo Yehuda, to give thanks. Vehahei nichneses b'teva shloi letzoruch kmo Yosef Yehoisef. It's style of writing that the extra hey Yehuda, the word we don't, really do not need the hey. The hey is just padded added to the word to pad the word to give it more flavor. But the shorish of the word is Yehuda, to give thanks. He was in charge, the Rosh, the Mamun, and the Gadol of singing. Pasuk Yates, Vehashayarim, Mamunim al Share Hamigdash. It says the gatekeepers. As we mentioned before, it's not clear why we're taking the gatekeepers out of the category of the Levim. We have Levim, and we have gatekeepers. L'chayr, the gatekeepers were the Levim, but we're counting them separately. Ish, then we have Ish b'nachlas, called Iecha b'nachlas ha'yoshim. Then we have the Nesinim, they lived in a place called Ophel. It was the name of a place, I'm sure they know where it is today. Anyone know where Ophel is today? There's a place.
Yeah, it's right outside
Yerushalayim? Ophel Mokoim Echad Asher Birushalayim. Here it says it was in Yerushalayim. Al Hanasinim, Memunim Al Hanasinim, and these three were in charge of the Nisim. Okay, so we'll stop over here with Pasik Chaf Beis. Okay, Chaf Beis, we have a few more things to discuss about the list of people.